Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the Midday Show, hour number two. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael. Bunk will be back on Monday. We have wrapped up the early session at the Ryder Cup. The U.S. did secure 1 point. They pulled back ahead. So heading into afternoon, it is 3-1 Europe. And those matches will get going pretty quick here. Quite the turnaround, 12:25. Scheffler, Spahn, Rahm, and Straka tee off, and then every 16 minutes or so after that, another foursome will go out there in four ball. So we'll see if the U.S. can make it a little bit more competitive in the afternoon than they did in the morning. A couple of other things announced here. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is going to be closed. The roof is going to be closed for the Falcons game against Washington for whatever that matters.
Okay.
And you mentioned Jaden Daniels not at practice today, and a lot of people believe that means it would be Mariota. Terry McLaurin also not at spotted at practice there. A lot of people believe he will also miss the game. So potentially a couple of notable injuries for the Commanders as they head in here to Atlanta.
Big injuries, too.
Yeah.
Big injuries.
Yeah, let's not overstate that.
Yeah, big injuries. And so I think if you're the Falcons, you got to take advantage of that. You got to be able to take advantage of teams who don't have their starting quarterback. So we'll see. But right now it does not look like either one of those guys are going to go. A couple other big injuries. Oliver and Milano are both going to be out on the defense for the Bills.
Yeah, the good news for them
is
the opponent.
They play the Saints in Buffalo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Play the Saints in Buffalo. They're going to be a preseason game for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, you continue to monitor all these injuries that are going down because, you know, a lot of backup quarterbacks are still playing this weekend. And as we know, one quarterback's already been in place in Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart gets his first start against the Chargers. And then I think that's about it. Right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that along with the whole group of them. It's finally a full day of football on Sunday. Let's get to it in the NFL No Huddle.
Set.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
What the hell were the uniforms last night by the Cardinals?
The little glitter speck things.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I was confused because I saw one guy.
Camo.
Okay. So it is a camo, right?
Yeah.
It got some camo in it. Okay. All right, I was
where does that
desert
work?
Camo.
What is desert? I don't know. That's
it's
why
part of their Nike has a series, and they're using the NFC West, which I'm not sure. Why didn't both teams wear them?
Right.
Only the NFC West are doing this rivalries. It's taking the place of color
rush.
Yeah, color rush.
Anything can take the place and be better.
But they only did this one division. So the Seahawks have those jerseys too.
Right.
I'm just curious as to why.
Okay. Maybe they want to wear them at home, maybe.
Well, you might have to have white for the specs to show up. I don't know what those specs were.
Yeah, that's pretty bad though. That's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yes. Not bad with the Seahawks defense. They got two interceptions of Kyler Murray, six sacks on the way to a 23-20 win. Cardinals fought back in this one.
They did.
Kyler Murray's going to end up being a fascinating. I still think he's really good.
I think he's
in a bad situation, a team that's not winning.
I think Kyler's a good player. I just don't think Kyler's a great player. But I mean, I think you can, you know, they're trying to build around him and everything. But yesterday, you know, you look at the two interceptions. One goes off Marvin
Harrison, right into
the defense. And the other one, Marvin's got to keep coming on that dig because Kyler's throwing that to a spot where he'd expect
for
him
sure
to be. So there's a couple of those last night too.
Yeah,
but shout out to because in Joe's update, he said coach for Seattle 9 road wins in 2 years.
Mike McDonald.
Like, that's pretty damn bad. That's badass.
Atlanta
right
United has one road win this entire season. Hey, but it was their last road win, so we're going for two in a row on Sunday. Saturday, excuse me. I mentioned it's a full day Sunday for the first time this season. 9:30 kickoff, Croke Park in Dublin. You can find this one on NFL Network. The Vikings and the Steelers. Before we get to the specifics of this game, J.J. McCarthy's not in. I like the international games being at 9:30. It feels weird when you just
no choice.
Well, they've played some of them at 1 p.m. at times, and it feels and it feels weird when they just bury them in the group of 1 p.m. games. If it's going to be a special game, if it's going to be a special thing, make it a special kickoff. And I agree, the time works, but let it be a standalone. And so they're doing that again, 9:30 kickoff. I like waking up and watching football.
Well, I think it's going to be one of those things where you know Pittsburgh, they're going to have you know that term
sure.
everywhere, and I think the Rooneys are big. They have a big contingency over there, anyways, of their people
that
and all that.
It says on ESPN that the cheapest ticket is $800.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people over there, man. And I think when you're the Vikings, you just roll with Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
You don't. I think that's going to be one of the biggest things. You roll with them until you don't. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, I mean.
Sure. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Saints and Bills, we already tackled this one. Browns at Lions. This one, Lions obviously turned it on the past couple of weeks. Feels like they're starting to really round up.
Yeah, I think if this game was in Cleveland, I think it would be a lot closer.
But
because that damn Browns defense, and that Browns defense is straight up legit. But because it's in Detroit, I think it's a 9.5. I think I saw that this morning. But the Lions, like they figured that thing out. And how much longer is Joe Flacco going to be the quarterback?
And I think that's the big question coming out of this one. Carolina Panthers at the Patriots, a 1 o'clock game, and this feels like a return to what most of us believe the Panthers are. I feel like Vrabel's going to have his team ready to go. Bryce Young's not very good.
As long as
they'll
turn the damn ball over,
the Patriots. Yeah.
As long as they turn the damn ball over, they should be fine.
Drake May is going to – he's another one where I think he's really good, and I just – the weapons around him are questionable. They got to figure that out.
I hear somebody call him Drake Maybe? Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay. Chargers maybe. At Giants. Russell Wilson to the bench.
Yeah.
He joins Jameis Winston. Jackson Dart making his first start in this one. It is a home game, so that's a benefit for Dart. I'll tell you right now, Randy, you're going to hear from me about this game in the picks.
I can see this being a game where Jackson Dart gets off to a great start, maybe an opening drive, they go down and score, and then it's a dud after that.
Builds a lot of confidence.
I think the Chargers are really, really good. They got their defense, even without Khalil Mack, is still humming. And I can see this getting out of hand. It's 6.5. I can see that one.
Yeah, we'll hear from that in our pick segment. You can count on that.
Sure will.
Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, two of the top teams in the NFC. And Baker Mayfield shared his thoughts on the defending or returning. We don't defend Super Bowls, right? We're working to repeat. But the champs coming to town.
We'll have a good game plan, obviously, to try and tire these guys out. Advantage for us, we're in Tampa, the heat, they're not used to that. I know there's already been the stories that broke about them coming down to Tampa a day early. I don't necessarily think that helps them. One day doesn't get you acclimated to this humidity. So I think honestly, it makes them think about it more when they get down here earlier.
Well, I mean, they're downer now. They went down to Tampa a day early so they can get a day out there in the practice field. I mean, no, it don't make a damn difference. How long? Heat is heat. The thing with it is that Tampa, they hot too. I always say that. I've been in Miami. We've had them teams come down in this time
of year.
You had
that shade sun situation,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but still, you still damn hot.
And how much does it really matter? How many of these guys played in the SEC or Southern
exactly.
football or from?
The biggest thing they're going to try to do is use that heat to their advantage with Jalen and Jarvis.
You know,
they're going to try to do that. Now, the biggest thing is that Jalen Hurts doesn't play well against Tampa. They, for some reason, that's a bad matchup for them every time they play them. Anxious to see how, because of the fact is that, you know, Tampa, they're banged up.
Baker's not going to be there.
Baker's banged up. I think Godwin's going to be back. So they should have some of their dudes back. But, the Bucs, they just had a number for whatever reason, man. For whatever reason.
Yeah, and if they win this one at home, even though it's at home, it'll be a real statement in the NFC because the Eagles are obviously right there. I think some of these other teams, Rams, made their case even in a loss a week ago, and I think the Bucs are making their case potentially this weekend as well. Final 1 o'clock game, Titans at Texans. You and I were just kind of briefly talking about the Texans. They're 0-3 right now. Yes, there's a look-ahead game against the Ravens on the road next week. This is a game they badly, badly need.
Well, I mean, the Titans are awful.
Yeah, they're have the worst head coach in
the NFL. Have the worst head coach. He's made all these adjustments. They're awful. Texas ain't that much better. This new offensive line shift ain't working. Somebody other than Nico Collins need to step up in the passing game. They can't run the football. They're putting so much on C.J. Stroud. Texas defense going to get a couple turnovers because, I mean, the Titans are just awful. They're an awful football team.
Stick it in the AFC South. The Indianapolis Colts at 4:05 go to the Rams.
I love this game. You got a top offensive line versus the top defensive line.
I think it's a wake-up call.
I love it. I
think the Colts are getting a reminder.
I love it. They can rush the passer. We talk about the Rams. They lead the league in sacks, if I'm not mistaken. Offensively, they still got Matt Stafford and Puka. Mm-hmm. But the Colts are playing so good. They're playing so good. And Daniel Jones is playing good because he got good players around him. They're running the hell out of the football. If they can run the football against that Rams defense,
right,
it's going to come down. It's 3.5 right now. It'll be somewhere closer to that.
Jaguars at the 49ers. 49ers, not even sure who's going to be quarterback. Purdy's maybe trending towards going. Mac Jones has been banged up. Obviously, no Bosa. They're all sorts of beat up. But they are favorites at home here, Rainey, and a chance to go 4-0, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Jacksonville. Not sold on them at all.
Of course not.
But the thing with the 49ers, they're all sorts of banged up. And like you said, we don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. Because they're at home, I would give them the advantage. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jacksonville won this damn game. I damn sure wouldn't. I know because Bosa's out. I know who that – we talked about Huff on Monday. And then you got Michael. And you got guys – you still got Fred Warner and good players on that defense. But can you consistently rush a passer? And we know this. Under pressure, Trevor Lawrence will throw you one.
Well, there you go. He'll throw you one. Ravens at Chiefs, 4:25 on Sunday. And someone's coming out of this game, Randy, at 1-3?
Who do you worry about more, 1-3? Probably the Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For some reason, I just believe Baltimore is going to figure it out.
It's where the 1-3 has come for Baltimore, too. Yeah. Right? They've been close in these games. Yeah. They've looked themselves offensively. They got to figure out the defense.
This is about,
injury on that defense is going to hurt them.
This is about, you know, can the Chiefs keep up? Because the Ravens are going to score points. Can they find a way to do something other than, all right, Patrick, sit, hut. All right, play coming in, Patrick, do something. They got to figure out, you know, Pacheco, somebody's got to help him. Somebody's got to help him.
I would be concerned if I were a Chiefs fan heading into this game because I think Baltimore is going to be able to score.
Yes.
We've seen them score in their losses. The issue is they're not stopping anyone else from scoring. I don't know if the Chiefs can run up and down with them, and that'll be something to watch there. Bears at the Raiders at 4:25, and then Sunday Night Football. The return of Micah Parsons to Dallas. Ooh. The Packers at the Cowboys, Randy.
Oh, man. It's going to be a long day for Dak. That's all I'm saying. They better be able to run the ball. I'm talking about Dallas. They better be able to run the football because if not, I mean, I know Micah's Micah, but I mean, that pass rush with Rashad Gary and everybody else, if they can't run the football, Dak's going to get beat up this game.
I know you teased it earlier in the week, and I just can't help but rethink how badly I should be picking this game. I don't think I made the pick on this one, but I probably should. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be over.
It's going to be bad at home.
It's going to be over.
That is week 4 in the NFL. Monday night doubleheader. We'll let you and Andy talk about that on Monday. But just of note, there is a Monday night doubleheader going on there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.